Mr. Arnold, Reel 5. Did you have to work as a POW?
Well, only for his own benefit, because the Chinese said that if we worked at all for them, they'd have to pay us money or in kind. But we had to work on jobs what were beneficial just for ourselves, for the prisoner of war. For example, carrying us rice and rations from the river to the storerooms, building or repairing our own sleeping quarters and huts, fetching his own wood and fuel from the mountains for the stoves, for eating and cooking, or building the new cinema, which we did. And they also said that we won't get no Red Cross parcels because they didn't agree with the International Red Cross. They said it was a capitalist run body, that they would feed us and we would get the same rations as what the Chinese people volunteers did, which through observation of their way of eating, I think that they did treat us that way.
Did any of the officers do any work?
No. After a while, they moved the officers and the sergeants to different camps.
What did you think about the chaps who wanted to go over to the Chinese at the end of the war, like Andy Condren?
Well, that were up to them. I don't think that Andy Condren was a traitor. In my opinion, Andy Condren did more good for the prisoner of war, irrespective of what nationality that prisoner of war was in Camp 5, than any other person who were in Camp 5. I also say here and now that if we had more of the type of Andy Condren in the camp, we'd have been better than with some of the roughs that we did have.
What kind of roughs?
Well, as anybody listening to this, you always get the unsociable person in any infantry battalion or artillery regiment who's always in the glass house or going away and causing bother, away without leave, fighting, too much beer, causing other folks discomfort. And we could have done that. Happened in the prisoner of war camp too, fighting, blokes getting, shall we say, intoxicated through issues of soju and sake at certain times and beer at certain times, or smoking marijuana.